Due to technical difficulties, we join this edition of SACPAW in progress.
Okay, so that last slide was 2000, and as you can see, that between 1995 and 2001, the largest growth in Alberta, it occurred in Alberta, and it was up 55%. Now let's just look at how it affects us here in the Chinook Health Region. If you look at the Canadian rate for overweight and obesity, and this is where it's combined, it's 47.4%. In Alberta, we're a little bit higher than the Canadian average at 49.1%. And just in our region alone, it's 52.7% of adults are overweight and obese. And there's actually other data that I was looking at recently. In 2003, when they did some more studies in the Chinook Health Region, the combined overweight and obesity rate is 62 now from our most recent data, so up 10% in about 2 years. So this is really an alarming trend. Okay, video, please.
Well, your blood pressure is out of control. Your bad cholesterol is dangerously high. And you're seriously at risk for type 2 diabetes. Don't you realize that you're running out of time to change your lifestyle?
And unfortunately, our children aren't faring much better than the adults. In 1979, 15% were overweight or obese. And in 2004, we estimate 26%, or a quarter of our kids, are having problems in this area. But this slide, I just wanted to explain a little bit about children. When we do their body mass index, we also have to take into account their age and where they are on their growth chart. And so in this slide, those two dots there are two different children. One is a 10-year-old and one is a 15-year-old. They have the same body mass index, but because of where they are in their growth, one is considered at normal weight and one is considered at risk for obesity. And so I really encourage parents or grandparents, if they're concerned about any of the children in their life, that they really should check with their doctor, because you can't really tell by looking at a child if they're overweight, because sometimes kids are just going to start a growth spurt, and they carry a little bit of extra weight, and then they're going to shoot up. So just really be careful about not labeling them or anything like that. And if you're concerned, just check with your doctor.
So I'm just going to show you a cartoon that we cut from the Lethbridge Herald a couple weeks ago, and it sort of highlights our point today about families being role models. And if you can't see it too clearly, it's the parents taking their son to the doctor and asking, "We want you to tell us why he's so fat." And it just highlights that a lot of times parents are in denial about why their children might be overweight, or indeed if they are overweight, and they look for outside sources as to why the situation is like that, rather than looking in their own home at the type of example that they're setting themselves. Overweight kids become overweight adults. Kids have over a 70% chance of becoming overweight adults if they're overweight during adolescence. Likewise, just on that last slide, parents that are obese tend to have obese children, so we can see that there's a need for early intervention. Obesity affects health in lots of different ways. It contributes to chronic disease, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, certain types of cancers, and arthritis, again highlighting the need for early intervention. So when we talk about heart disease, in simple terms for adults, the higher the BMI, the higher the risk you have for heart disease. In a study on overweight and obese children, age 5 to 10 years old, 60% had one or more risk factors for cardiovascular disease. When we're talking about diabetes, type 2 diabetes, almost 90% of people with type 2 are overweight or obese. Again, something we can easily control. If we're looking at cancer, the statistics that we currently have are only for adults. There needs to be more research done in the area of obesity in children, but we can see that cancer deaths are associated with overweight and obesity, 14% for men and 20% for women, and that over 3% of all new cancers are linked to obesity. As obesity rates rise in children, some cancers will occur at a younger age. And arthritis, which is only affecting adults, again affected by being overweight, women are nearly four times as likely to have osteoarthritis in their knees if they're overweight, and men are nearly five times higher.
Okay, and another concern is that the increasing obesity rate leads to higher health care costs. Part of that is because the obesity rate leads to more chronic diseases. But also, treating the obese is more expensive and time-consuming. And if you think about things like surgery, it's just that much more complicated for a surgeon to operate on somebody that has more layers to work through. And so the healthcare costs can increase that way as well. And it really is important to realize that if we can prevent the obesity rate from continuing to rise, that is less expensive than trying to treat all the obesity and the problems associated with that later. So prevention really is the key. Okay, and if that's not enough to worry about, if you're carrying a little bit of extra weight, you have your physical problems, you have increased healthcare costs, and then there is a real emotional or psychological stress that these people will carry. This was a quote that we found, and it says that obesity remains the last socially acceptable form of prejudice. And I would just encourage us all to really think about how we may be prejudiced against people that are carrying too much weight. They really need our care and compassion, and the problems that they suffer are real, and sometimes it's like they're in an endless circle that they can't get out of. And then, of course, our children aren't immune to this, and children that are overweight or obese suffer discrimination as well. They have lower self-esteem and often have body image problems, and there is some evidence that they have increased emotional disturbances and difficulty in school. So it's not just the stress of the added weight that they're carrying. They can be carrying real emotional baggage as well. So all these things are associated with obesity, but why are we experiencing this rapid increase in the obesity rate?
So I'm sure that some things automatically come to mind. Decreased activity being a really large area. Almost 60% of Alberta children and youth and almost 70% of adults are not physically active enough to achieve health benefits. And if you're not aware of what's recommended for physical activity for adults, it's 30 to 60 minutes of moderate activity most days of the week. And for children and youth, it's 90 minutes most days of the week. So why are we less active? There's lots of different reasons, and we've just listed a few here. Urban sprawl being one. We're continually building communities that are less walkable, and we have to rely on our cars more for transportation. We're getting more spread out, and we're losing our sense of community. We don't necessarily think that it's safe for our children to play outside. Increases in screen time, and we mean television, computers, video games. When we were putting together this presentation, Margaret and I were talking about how there's 24-hour-a-day cartoon channels now, and I have like 500 channels on my television. And I said, well, I remember when I was younger, there was like only 28 channels. And she said, are you kidding? I remember when there was only two channels, and it was black and white.
That's true.
So she said I could say that.
Yeah,
so. We thought that was pretty funny, but again, you can see why kids are spending so much time, and adults too, right in front of the screen. It can take up to a half an hour just to find out what's on. And advances in technology, I put that in quotation because, yes, they're advances, but are they making our lives easier or just busier? Everything is automated. We have our cars that take us places. We have a car wash to wash our cars. We have buttons that do up the windows for us. We don't have to expend any energy, and that's definitely contributing to obesity. Another big one, poor nutrition choices, and the biggest part of that being just too many calories for the amount of activity we're doing. A lot of times our food choices are high in fat, high in calories, but low in nutrition. Why are our foods today less healthy? One being portion sizes. When we're eating out, portions are much larger than they were 25 years ago. In our society, we tend to associate value with how much of something we're getting rather than maybe how good it is for our body. Fast foods, processed foods are very convenient, very accessible. They're also very high in fat, in salt, and again, a lot of times low in nutrition. We're eating less fruits and vegetables. And then we're all pressed for time. And we're surrounded by food advertisements that we're constantly tempted with. So where do you come in? This is where we talk about being role models. Change has to start with the individual. And we need to look at ourselves and make changes there before we can be good role models. Once we are a good role model, we can start to affect change in our community. And that's what we're here to try and bring about today. So where do we start? We need to assess ourselves. How active is your lifestyle? What is your activity level? When's the last time you got outside to go for a walk? How happy are you with the status quo? Where can you make small, manageable changes? That's what we'd like to encourage, not complete lifestyle overhauls. How much time are you spending in front of the screen yourself? And what are your goals? So once we've started to make changes with ourselves, then we can begin to activate others and be good role models. Some ideas around this, by leading by example, making social time with friends active time. If you usually just go to Tim Hortons and have coffee with the girls or the guys in the morning, why can't you go get coffee and go for a walk, do something active? Decrease the amount of screen time that your grandchildren have when they're around you. When you're giving gifts, give gifts of activity. Pay for a round of golf. Pay for your daughter to take a yoga class. Something along those lines. And then the more you know about activity, the more that you can share about the resources in your community. And I just put some pictures up here just to highlight spending active time with friends and family and getting outside. There's a social marketing campaign for Alberta called Live Outside the Box, and their tagline is everything is... I think it's sort of sad that as a society we have to remind people of that, but that's that. Some more ideas. Get playing with your kids, playing with your grandchildren. Share activities that you like to do when you were a child or ones that you like to do now. I put this picture of the mom with her kids at the park up there because I often take my son to the park. And I'll see other parents there. And a lot of times they're sitting on the bench by the playground while their child is playing on the equipment. And then those same parents are the ones that are telling us that they don't have time to be active. So there are opportunities. We just have to see where we can fit in time, and that would be a great opportunity. Some more ideas. Starting active traditions with our families. We live in a culture where a lot of our traditions are centered around food. I'm sure everyone knows what it's like at their house on Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day. And I'm thinking that maybe instead of everyone watching the football game on Thanksgiving Day, why can't we get outside and encourage a game with our family and friends? Going for a walk on Christmas Day and instead of just eating all our treats continuously, those sorts of things. I like treats, but you could take a break and go for a walk. Again, I'm going to hit on that limiting screen time because it is so important. Studies have shown that over a quarter of kids are watching 4 or more hours of television a day, and that the average high school graduate will have spent more time watching TV than they will have in school. So actions speak louder than words. That's what we're here to remind everyone today. It's easy to tell others what to do, but we need to start with ourselves, and we need to model moderation and balance. So in our food choices, what we choose to do for activities, and in our work-life balance as well.
Okay, I'll go really fast. I just wanted to talk about being a healthy eating role model and the importance of knowing that the kids are watching what we do. And so if we say something and do the opposite, they catch on to that really quickly. So for yourself, you need to assess your own habits honestly. And then you can, once you have yourself in line in practicing better nutrition practices, then you can start to influence those around you, particularly in your family. This is one of the most important things you could do, is to eat enough fruits and vegetables. Universally, adults and children are not getting enough of this particular food group, and it's very high in vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, it's high in fiber, and it's low in fat. And so if people actually try to eat the required numbers of these servings and replace some of their chips and extras, you can notice a dramatic results in your health by doing that. Watch your portion sizes and also the portions you're giving other people. And I have a display out there in the hallway. You can look at hidden sugar, and it's quite eye-opening if you go take a look. And we encourage you to get involved in your community. You can volunteer and support those organizations that we have that are already up and going, things like the Boys and Girls Club, the Good Food Club, Community Kitchens, and the YMCA, any place that is promoting healthy eating and active living. We would encourage you also to be advocates for there being healthier food choices in schools and community areas, and also to be advocates for healthy public policy regarding our active living spaces. And then last, it's also important to vote for those that are also holding those values. So if you believe that healthy living is important, then make sure that you're voting those people into power that hold those values as well. So it's up to all of us. Obesity, unfortunately, is quite a complex problem, and it requires a multifaceted approach, and we all have a role to play in the solution. Thank you.